Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BeatsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on this 502nd show, actually, is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and Rose Prick's Bachelor Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, my little beans.
Hello, hello. It's 502 because we did our 500th episode, and Below Deck was 501, and now we're here with Real Housewives of New York for our 502nd, but we're still a little bit hungover from our live show in New York, which was absolutely amazing and bonkers, and I'm still a little speechless from it all.
I had so much fun at that thing, and I was so amazed. I have a joy hangover today.
Huge, huge joy. I mean, we'll probably really save it mainly for the bonus episode because we have to dive into this New York stuff. But suffice it to say, it was absolutely amazing. It was a highlight. It was so amazing to have my family there to see it and to really see what we do. All the fans.
I can't believe I finally got to meet your family.
I know, that was amazing. They loved you.
They're so great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, last night was an amazing time. We'll talk about it when we are back in town, but we're both still in New York. I'm in my favorite place in New York City, my hotel room.
Yeah.
In a bed. In a king-size bed with air conditioner blowing on me. It's amazing.
And I have relocated back up to Westchester in back to my childhood room. Ronnie has plans tonight, so we are just going to bust out this New York recap because, you know what? This episode needs Watch What Crappens right now.
Just as badly as we need it.
Yeah, exactly. So let's just dive in to the Real Housewives of New York season trip to Mexico.
That was like the beginning of the episode. Girls, they've got tacos here. Hey, boys, it's a mariachi.
Would you believe it? It's Taco Tuesday every day of the week here.
It would have been nice if you'd played La Cucaracha as I got off the plane. I am married now.
I mean, I just sort of expected a golf cart to pick us up from the gate. I mean, it would have been a nice gesture as I'm recently married.
It's like the minute they see Ramona coming, it's like, ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba. I mean, my God, it's like a cockroach. And of course, it starts off like every trip starts. It's Bethany walking through an airport going, oh, Jesus Christ. It's like the motliest crew I've ever seen. I was throwing up like an hour ago. Ramona literally shit her pants. Like, seriously? I think she sharted. Ramona sharted.
Like, she sharted. And you know what, though? She sharted. It made herself look better. You know why? Because her face looks like it's crazy. It looks like she stuck her face in a fire. She had some sort of chemical peel. Like, we're crazy. I'm throwing up. She looks red in the face. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's like, seriously, if you ask me again about this customs, like, my walls are up. I can't.
Last year, I bled out in the Home Goods, and here I am, like, next to a sharting woman here in Mexico. Like, seriously?
Literally, Day of the Dead, more like Group of the Dead. Like, we're just like a group of dead people, like, right now. Like, we're just like ghosts. Like, honestly, I can't. Like, we're dressed in white. I can't.
The only Americans that can go to Mexico and make the water more scared of them than they are of the water.
Montezuma is actually cowering. It's like, hey, you know, it's fine.
I knew Montezuma once. I'm glad she's getting her revenge.
Montezuma's like, just truce. Truce. I think we can let bygones be bygones now. I think we've done enough. So they pour themselves into their cars, and Carol is yammering about to Tinsley. She's like,
did you know that Mexico City is home to 21 million people?
Tinsley's like, thanks for the facts. Thanks. Wow. You're just full of fun facts today, Carol.
Did you learn that on page 6? Who told that to page 6?
I can't believe you told page 6.
Tinsley's fucking temper tantrums are making my life.
Yeah, I feel like she's finally found her voice on the show, and her voice is a temper tantrum.
Yeah, it's like a chain smoking 3-year-old's voice. And it's working out great. Yeah. We also have to mention Ramona decided to get like a peel and a goddamn lizard transplant for her face. Like, I don't know what happened to her.
She went bobbing for apples in an acid vat. It's the big apple. Okay.
She looks crazy. Acid. And Bethany's like, oh my God, the Bride of Frankenstein sharted. Like, seriously? Like, she stuck her face in a French fryer.
I would never do that, Bethany, because I don't eat French fries. They're bad for your figure, and I'm a woman trying to date men now, okay?
Single and ready to mingle, okay? Last night in the live show, we talked about the love connection that Ramona did, and I forgot to mention the best part when she's like, Andy, it's a Ramona Renaissance, okay? Call me Renaissance Ramona, okay, Andy?
It's like I'm reaching out my finger on a ceiling and Mario is reaching out his other finger. We're creating the world together, except it's not Mario, it's just a fireman from Connecticut, okay?
Mario left me a long time ago, and he's still pointing towards the best room because he knows that I share it with Sonia, okay?
It may be crazy, but I'm like best friends with Mona Lisa now, okay?
So while Carol's educating everybody in the van, she's like,
another fun fact, Mexico is sinking.
Tinsley's like, great, that's so inconsiderate. So then Carol says that she wants Taco Bell. I think she was trying to be funny or whatever. She's like,
a lot of people don't know this, but I actually really like fast food. So when in Mexico, eat Taco Bell.
I'm like, Taco Bell was not created in Mexico, okay? It's not like a local treat.
It's pronounced Taco Bell. You idiot.
I don't understand it. Do we ring a bell for tacos? Because if they do, I would love that bell.
I want a Taco Bell. It would be considerate.
I have a taco whistle. Does that count?
So over in the other car, Bethany's like, God, I'd blow Simon Van Kempen for a Slurpee right now. And Sonia's like, no one else in the world has ever said that. She's like, someone asked me on Twitter one time if I would blow Simon Van Kempen. I'm like, Sonia, that's like Sonia's Twitter life is the weirdest life I've ever heard of.
It's just like, and I told them I don't like fish sticks. Like, no, that's Vandekamp's. Oh, well.
Well, I don't like the bitchy wife on Desperate Housewives either. It's like, no, that's Brie Vandekamp.
Listen, if I'm going to go camping, I'm gonna go glamping. No, not camping. It's Van Kempen.
Shelley Long was great in that movie. It's like, camping isn't even in the title of True Beverly Hills, Sonia. Okay?
Listen, it's not my fault I have a tattoo on my lower back. I like it. No, that's Tramp Stamp. It's not Van Kemp. It's just totally... Now it's just you're using words that have amp in them.
So this leads Bethany, for some reason, into, all right, who would you blow? Let's play Mary Fuck Kill. Fuck Mary Kill, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Mary Fuck Kill, Kill Fuck Mary. I don't know. It's like Skinny Girls.
Kill, kill, kill.
Skinny Girl Carl game. Yeah.
Shark, strangle, die. Okay.
Literally, kill me now. Which one?
Which am I going to do to myself first? Fuck myself? Marry myself or kill myself? Seriously? Literally? Yeah, I've had it.
Who are you going to literally marry, literally fuck, or literally kill? Literally.
I've had it up to here. Literally.
Walls are up, like, down, or sideways? Walls are up, dead on the floor crying, or like, what's the matter?
Oh, so God. It's going to be
one of those podcasts.
I know. If my laugh annoys anybody, this is going to make your head hurt. Because yeah. I'm going to be like just sitting in this bed like, ha, 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 ha.
It's like when you coughed yesterday. Where you coughed, you had the funniest cough. Ronnie coughed. Ronnie coughs the way Kate Chastain laughed. It's like, you just wouldn't expect it. You'd think Ronnie would be like, but you're like,
you know how I really cough, but that wasn't like a cigarette lung cough. That was a swallow down the wrong pipe.
It was
cough.
Like this.
So I didn't want to be dramatic and like spit stuff up. So I was just like,
it was this such a like cute, understated cough. You like barely moved. You're like, I loved it.
By the way, it has been so much fun spending so much time with you in New York City.
It's...
And you stayed out till 6:30 in the morning last night.
No, it was 5. It was 5. We got home at 5. Darling.
We did. Well, what the hell were me and Aileen doing then?
Well,
I went to bed at like 7.
We actually hung out with Aileen. That's right. Aileen of Aileen 2. Just kidding. No, her name was Aileen, but it's a different Aileen. But I'm very into Aileen. This is Ronnie's friend Aileen, and she's fabulous.
Actually, all your friends. 19.
She was great. She told me your whole origin story. I loved it. Brandy was amazing, and so was Ed. Your friends were great.
Those guys are also those are all my old New York roommates from different times.
Yeah, you guys are like a
sitcom. I'm so glad you guys all got to meet each other. You got to meet my family when I got to meet yours. Yeah. Aww.
Ronnie, please do me a favor. Please write a sitcom about you and your friends, because I don't understand how it's not a show. Aileen was like, are you going to write this show? You should write the show of Ronnie and us and how we met each other. That's what you got to do. You got to write it. I want you to write it, Ben. I was like, well, I think Ronnie should write it first. She goes, you're right. Ronnie should write it first. And if Ronnie doesn't do it, you do it, Ben. I was like, okay.
That's Aileen. I
loved her. Loved
She's
her.
Everybody's agent.
Yes, you agent / motivational speaker. Do you want a cocktail peanut? No, you shouldn't have one. I agree. Don't have one. Never have one again. You want one now? Okay, it's your choice. You do it.
It's literally nonstop all day. I said, you can't spend the night with me. I mean, I know the Bronx is far, but I'll put you in an Uber. I don't care. She's like, no, I'm not going to waste the money. That's ridiculous. It's so silly. We're both here at this hotel. It's nuts that I wouldn't stay with you. It's absolutely crazy. There's a king bed. I won't touch you. I know you don't want to be touched. I said, Aileen, I know you're going to try and cuddle me. I'm not going to be cuddled, and I get a hotel room. I want you just not to be there. She's like, no, I'm staying there. That's it. So we get home. We're dragging ass into the hotel. And she goes straight up to the concierge, and she's like, so I hear you have a gym. That's free, right? So I could use the gym. And I also hear you have complimentary gym clothes, you know, sneakers. Are those free? How much are those? Could you send those up to the room? Is there a complimentary breakfast here? We're room 1709. Is there a complimentary breakfast? I mean, she just didn't stop. Then this morning I'm walking her out before she got her way, and she's like, I need a toothbrush. I said, I'm putting you in a cab. You're going home. And she's like, no, they're going to give me a complimentary toothbrush. I'm not leaving here without a free toothbrush.
They do that. I saw they had a list of things. She actually should be on Real Housewives of New York. Would she not be amazing on that? She would be, oh my God, she would be perfection on that show.
She literally got a toothbrush on her way out. I mean, who does that? And she didn't even know that from the room list. She looked it up online. Like, this is how sick she is. She went online and found out where we're staying, looked up the amenities, and had a list by the time she got to the hotel of what she wanted for free.
Amazing. She has to be on New York. I'm sorry. Like, I know they want, like, Upper East Side women. Aileen would be so fabulous on this show. Oh, my God. You know it.
She's hilarious. She's nonstop like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm sorry, everybody.
So anyway, Mary fuck
day.
Kill.
I've been asleep all day.
They all want to kill Tinsley. They're like, Tinsley. She has temper tantrums. She's annoying. You know, she's not sexual, so I won't fuck her. I definitely don't want to marry her. Let's kill Tinsley. Let's just kill Tinsley.
And Dorinda's like, yeah, it seems that way across the board.
And Tinsley, they all would fuck Luann.
Yeah, everybody would fuck Luann. That's true, yeah. Nobody killed Bethany, which I'm surprised. Well,
Bethany did not put herself on the block.
Not me. I made this trip.
So, meanwhile, in the other car, you know...
Mary fuck kill, I thank for an amazing trip.
Yeah. Mary fuck kill, I came up with it myself. I made it up myself. It's mine. I came up with it. Andy's a cheater brand. You know, it's mine. So, in the other car, they're talking about Scott, who is the guy that Tinsley made out with, who has... That Retail Me Not type of website, but it's called something else. And in fact, there was an ad for it featuring Tinsley and Carol, but I fast-forwarded over it. I'm like, I'm not watching them do an ad together.
He started coupon codes.
It's called like Coupon Curio. I don't know what it was, but either way, apparently Tinsley, the date with Scott lasted 5 days because he was like, you want to go to Miami? And she was like, yeah, why not? I'm doing literally nothing in my life. Okay, let's do it. Can I blow out my hair there? And they went down there.
You don't mind stopping in Palm Beach, do you?
I just want to pay a visit to someone. Okay, great.
Let's wait in the bushes till he's gone so we can get my curling iron back. I miss that thing.
This is like that scene when Thor's reunited with his hammer. So. That's what Tinsley does, you know? If she's ever feeling insecure, she reaches out her hand, and then after about, like, 10 seconds, a curling iron flies through the air and gets to her hand.
That's like her X-Men superpower.
People in the cocktail party are like, whoa! As a curling iron just flies through the window.
Like, we've come up with so many X-Men, they just have the lamest powers now. Like, this one can always get a curling iron in her hand.
She's ready for a curl at any moment.
She's getting her own Netflix show.
There's a giant squid crawling up the building. What do we do? Well, I can curl my hair. Okay.
So Sonia, back in the other van, Sonia's like, oh, I got it this dick pic, and I was going to show it to you girls, but it turns out it was the wrong number. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, only Sonia. It's like the modern version of the wrong number. It's the wrong dick pic. Like, that is genius, okay? It's like literally genius. It's like, get it? Because, like, most people, you'd be like, sorry, you got the wrong number. And now it's like, sorry, you got the wrong dick pic. You get it? It's like crazy. It's like nuts what Sonia just said. Like, seriously, she graduated to wrong dick pics.
Good night, everyone. I'm done. That's my bit. Well, you don't like my bit about the wrong number, wrong dick pic? You know, like, wrong numbers, like, wrong numbers now, dick pics? Like, you don't like it? Like, I can't. Like, honestly, I tried. I worked really hard on that. You know what? Like, kill me now. I'm just going to bleed out like my vagina. I can't.
Get the hook, get the dick. That's Sonia's version. It's not even get the hook, it's get the dick. Because, like, literally, she's nuts. She's insane.
Because it used to be get the
literally
hook.
Gone overboard.
It's crazy. Like, it used to be get the hook, but now it's like, get the vag, you know? Because it's, like, modern. It's like, vag, it's like, get the hook. Like, I see our place, hook, vag, so it's, like, a different thing. Like, get it? Like, it's,
Did I mention that Ramona sharted? Like, seriously, literally, she's nuts. It's crazy. This whole thing is crazy. It's like the craziest van I've ever been in my life. Like, nuts.
I'm like Santa Monica van boys right now. You know, like, I can't. So,
Ramona's like,
she was. And then they pull up to the villa, and Bethany, ever, like, on the cutting edge of what the kids are saying, she's like, this thing looks tight. Looks tight. Wow, this villa's tight. Wow, how sick is this? It's tight. Wow.
Yeah, this is some sick shit. I'm like Ramona's ass. You know, it is like tight. I'm like Ramona's ass because she's sharding. It's like everywhere. Like, that's a loose ass. This is a tight villa.
Hey, is that Staples button? Oh, no, it's Ramona's face.
I almost choked to death coughing into a pillow right now. Thank you, mute button. Thank you.
So, what
staff
I liked
is giving them drinks, and Bethany's like, oh my God, the guy at the airport said, like, we're in tequila, and, like, tequila's medicine. So, like, I'll have some tequila. And she's like, I have to be perfect at all times. And, like, I have to own this trip, and it has to be perfect because this is, like, my trip. And Sonia passes the guy with the drinks, and she's like, is this alcohol? And she drinks from the straw on the tray. And then she goes, well, I'm not drinking. So,
and she walks off. My other, there was, like, a little Easter egg in there, too. Which is that when Bethany said that thing about tequila as medicine, you hear Luann in the background just go, unbelievable. I'm like, I didn't know what it was. I just love when Luann just says random shit. Medicine, that's unbelievable. I never heard of such a thing. Well, ladies, I guess I got a fever too. Bottoms up. Taco Tuesday.
It gives me fever. Taco.
I saw Tommy Tune choreograph Fever, and it was fabulous. I had 10 tacos after that.
Luann was just fucked up this whole trip, and it was amazing. She just gets more and more drunk in every scene.
Yeah, this is why Luann is currently my number one, because there's so many this is the same woman who could barge into Vermont and demand a premium room is the same woman who could fall into the bushes not once but twice, pretty much.
Hard.
Just
laughing. And you know tomorrow she's going to wake up and blame somebody else.
But we'll get to that. I jumped way ahead, but it had to be addressed. So then they, like, are walking around. They see the pool. And I love someone's like, oh, hey, Ramona, look, they got pool noodles. And did you see the pool noodle flashback? It's such a stupid flashback. But it was just Ramona with her pool noodles in St. Bart's or St. Thomas. And she's just doing that old lady brushstroke thing on her noodles. I just thought it's just so funny.
I love a noodle, okay? Let's face it.
Like, this show is so funny. There's so many things that they can go back to at any moment, and they're just hilarious. Ramona doing a breaststroke with pool noodles. That's all that's happening, and I'm dying of laughter.
I just want to see the keyword list that they use in all these clips. Because, you know, when you're editing and every time you do a clip, you put in a keyword so you can find it later for best ofs and stuff. It's like noodles, real noodles, pool noodles, breaststrokes. Ramona, crazy, swimming, vacations,
tequila, medicine.
Well, this reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I went swimming, and Geraldine Parsons Smith said, get out of the pool. And I said, no, I'm swimming. So she threw a big thing of pasta in my face, and to this day, I can never go swimming without some noodles, okay?
Bethany's in the kitchen. She's like, oh my God, look at this kitchen. Like, seriously, this is amazing. This is like amazing. Like, those girls, they're going to be like so impressed. They're not even going to care about room drama. Like, there's not going to be any room drama, right? Because, like, I already said, and then I wasn't going to let Ramona come, but then I let her come. And so, like, she wouldn't have the nerve to do that, right? Like, what a kitchen. Like, the kitchen. What I'm trying to say is, I love granite. And Ramona's like, oh my God, we had the worst room in Miami, Sonia. Okay. Do you remember? And then they show a clip of them going through Miami, through the hotels, and they're like, this is the worst room ever. It's secretly the best room, okay? Just say it's the worst so they don't feel like we stole it. It's the worst, okay? Let's face it. We're sad. Let's face it.
I also liked it when Bethany walked in the kitchen. She basically did, like, Spanish version of her normal spiel. She's like, hola, what's the el matero, huh? What's the el going on, huh?
I wrote hola really big.
I wrote hola too.
Hola. Wow.
Hola. Huh?
Hola, wow.
Oh, good. Huh? What, the cook's name Ramona also? Okay.
Huh? Walls, hola. Hola, walls.
My Paredes are down. My Paredes are down.
She's like, oh my God, look, it's Luis the chef and Ramona the cook. That's hilarious. That's priceless. Like, seriously, you're Ramona, you're cooking? Like, I've never seen that before. Seriously, look. Literally, like, you're Ramona and you're cooking? That's nuts. You don't know why that's nuts, but it's seriously nuts. Have you ever heard of a wrong cock? Wrong dick pic?
Hey, look. There's Heather DeBro's friend, Alfredo, huh? What a crazy world, huh?
She's like, we made you lunch, okay? Let us face it. Do they for the lunch? We have tamales, okay?
Like, okay, Ramona Cook. Okay, Mexican Ramona. Like, seriously?
Whoa, two exclamation points going in different ways. This is El Crazio, okay, yeah?
Hey, Mexican Ramona, could you please explain to me? And look, I'm putting an upside down question mark before I say this. Could you please explain to me why you got to tell yourself it's a question at the beginning of the sentence that's a question? Like, seriously, it literally makes no sense.
Like, literally, why is the pizza always mojado? Like, literally, I can't deal.
Leave it up to Mexican Ramona to, like, change expression, change expressions, change. But what am I trying to say?
I don't know. I have never wished I could speak. I've never wished I could speak Spanish more than at this moment.
Like, leave it up to Mexican Ramona to change punctuation forever. Like, seriously.
Why does Mexican Ramona have a little thing on top of her end? I don't get it. Like, literally, it's crazy. What is that?
Lo siento, okay.
I feel so low. I see into your toe. Like, literally, lo siento. Yeah, I took that course too, huh? Hey, where's the key? Oh, here it is. Oh, a key is out.
So this becomes a cross-cutting scene with Bethany just kind of mocking Mexican Ramona while everybody stands around and eats sushi. And then it cross-cuts between that and Ramona and Sonia going through the house deciding which room they're going to try and steal.
Yeah.
And Bethany's like, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, we're going to do it fair, and that's the end of it. Because we're not like animals, okay? We're not like Garvone animals. Like, that's upsetting. Seriously? And Carol's like, you can't be surprised. Cut to Ramona. She's like, Sonia, you better make this happen, okay? I'm telling you now.
Be like Mariah Carey. Make it happen. Carol's like, did we just sink 3 inches? This country's sinking after all. So, like, Bethany's getting...
I didn't think Ramona could go lower, and then Mexico sank another inch.
To be fair, Ramona didn't go lower. It was just the country.
So now, like, Bethany is going so mad that Ramona's doing her normal thing. Because don't forget that Ramona still is livid with Ramona in general. So anything Ramona does pisses her off. And she's like, you know what? Ramona's a grabber. You know, you can't be a miserable, disgusting, grabby twat. But yeah, she can. I was like, what?
And then it's a montage of Ramona and Sonia stealing rooms over the years.
I know. And did you notice the end of the montage? Because they show, like, all these moments. At the very end of the very last clip, you just hear Luann go, she's such a cow.
I know, she's been called a twat and a cow in, like, less than a minute.
And Sonia's just as bad, okay? She's an accomplice. Like, Bonnie, like, she was cute, she had a hat, but she was with Clyde. She's just as bad. She got a machine gun to the head, too, okay?
Yeah. And look what happened to her car, huh? If someone ever did that to my skinny car,
Like, I wouldn't. I literally, kill me now. But, like, don't kill me in front of my car, okay? Like, kill me, like, elsewhere. Like, put the bullet holes into a tree, but not my car, okay? Or my snowboard.
Skinny girl bug.
Just kill me with skinny girl bullets, okay? That's all I request. Just use my skinny girl bullets.
That's why she got bullets in her car. That is hilarious. Have you seen her car?
Like, literally, like, who drives that? Like, I can't. Like, don't tell Tinsley. She'll just be upset.
Why would you do that to my car, Clyde?
Could you imagine Tinsley as Bonnie?
Clyde, I don't want to rob a bank right now. I don't want to. Clyde.
I thought you loved me. The only reason she's even there is because she's stalking Clyde. She's just outside the bank waiting to get a glimpse of him.
Stop shooting me. Stop. I'm dead already. Stop. Stop the car now, too. I'm dead.
I quit. I quit this show.
I think I'm still drunk, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
I could not move all day. I've been laying in bed. Like, should I cry? Should I binge? What should I, like, should I fuck a stranger? Like, what should I do my last day in New York? I've been in bed all day, and now I'm ready to go party all night long.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be going on these Bonnie and Clyde tangents. You have dinner plans that we're already interfering with.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
My friends are exhausted. They've had two nights in a row. Like,
is it the same people from last night?
Probably.
Oh, well, then they'll understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm already dead. Why are you still shooting me?
I know, I'm just imagining Tinsley in any movie where someone has a violent death and just complaining.
Because I know that you've seen that Bonnie and Clyde thing at Universal Studios, and we're picturing the same fucking car. And that's what cracks me up the most.
Well, I've just seen Bonnie and Clyde, so I'm just like... I'm just...
Dinosaur, stop eating me! You ate me, okay? You win. Stop it, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why Jurassic Park is always my
Bethany's
go-to.
Like, yeah, Jurassic Park Lost Nanny World or whatever, when that nanny got eaten.
Like, when Tinsley Mortimer got eaten in the theme park.
So after the stealing room montage, Bethany's like, okay, I'm not going to have this today, okay? Like, seriously, this is my trip. It's going to be perfect because I'm perfect, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to pick a number, okay? Because that's how we're going to do it. I wrote down numbers. I took the time to, like, rip up different pieces of paper, and, like, everybody's piece of paper is different, and you're not going to know the same thing, and I took a lot of time to do it. Literally, it took forever. Like, seriously, this is what we're going to do, and that's it. My foot's down.
Okay? And I hope you're happy because this was all skinny girl stationery, okay? I hope you're happy. I used up my precious stationery for this moment, okay? Skinny girl lottery, okay? And guess what? If you win the lottery, you get stoned, but only if you're Ramona.
Who's Ung? It's just part of the skinny girl, Ramona. Well, I'm not going to listen to a page called Ung.
Who's this girl? Looks like some girl won the room. No, that's just the girl on my logo. That's okay.
So I actually numbers.
By the way, I also like, in the Ramona's complaining the entire time, by the way. And I like how in the middle of it, Bethany's like, stop being a vile human being. And I like how she can say that and still doesn't even, like, that's... Not on any other show, that would be its entire segment. It would get a whole done. It would get a commercial break. It would be in the season trailer, stop being a vile human being. And here it was just like, oh, just a passing line.
On Beverly Hills, it would have been two. Like, if that had happened to Eileen, that would have been two seasons. Do you remember when you called me a vile person? All I wanted was an apology. A real one.
I was just waiting for a margarita.
Pick a number, okay? Like, seriously, it's what we're going to do with blow-ups. It's what we're going to do with lawn chairs. It's what we're going to do with rooms. It's what we're going to do with Mexican Romana, okay? That's how we're sharing. And Sonia's like, well, everyone knows we share rooms. And this sounds premeditated to me. Sonia, watching NCIS is not a sentence, mate. Okay.
Just because you once considered being pre-med in college does not mean that everything is premeditated. But they, and by the way, could anything be more premeditated than you going ahead of the pack to find a room? So they draw numbers out of this bowl, and Tinsley gets number one, and Luann gets number two, and she goes, guess who's number two? Me!
In my marriage.
I just love when Luann does our impersonation of her.
Hey, girls. Guess who's number two?
Who does number two work for? Me, because I am number two.
Now, all of a sudden, I know I'm not getting room by the water.
I'm gonna be stuck in the behind. Be behind everything. And then, so basically, Ramona and Sonia get, like, the last numbers. Sonia's like, wait a second, I got room number 9. There are not even 9 people here. They're like, turn it over. Oh, 6.
So Tinsley has number 1, and she's nervous because now everyone, like, hates Tinsley. And Ramona and Sonia's like, well, Tinsley, what are you going to do with your number 1 thing? She's like,
I don't know. Stop stressing me out. God. Oh.
It's tough being number 1.
Living in La Vida Dulce Villa.
1 is the loneliest.
So then Ramona starts getting into Sonia's ear, and she's like, why did Tinsley stay at your townhouse for free? And she gives Bethany her ticket? I don't understand it.
This Tinsley? She's not a nice girl, is she? I don't think she's a very nice girl, this Tinsley.
Wow. What's that about, huh?
Oh my god, look. There's 2 old bags. Like, 2 old bags left their old bags. Like, 2 bitches marking their territory in my villa. Like, not gonna happen.
Except
like
that
Bethany's, yeah. Bethany's just as mad as the last people who stayed there that she is at Ramona.
No, those bags were Ramona and Sonia's bags. That's why.
Oh, I thought it was, like, the last people.
I thought so at first, and then I realized later it was their bags. You know what? It's, like, their old bags. Except, you know what it is? You know what they call them these days? Bags. It's, like, not bags anymore. It's bags. Get it? It's, like, bags, but like, bags. It's, like, you take the B and change it to V, and B and V rhyme anyway, so it's, like, it works on so many levels. Like, honestly, like, literally, I can't. Like, I'm just, like, killing it today. I'm, like, killing it with the comedy. And I've got the flu. Literally, I have the flu, and I'm being hilarious.
Like, literally, they've turned bags into, like, dick bags. It's crazy. It's, like, literally, these people are crazy. Like, I don't even know what to do. I'm, like, in the center of a crazy storm.
By the way, let's also talk again about that dick pic. We all know, right, that it wasn't a dick pic. It was probably just that ad from Tillamook that has the ice cream cone that looks like a penis.
It was probably Connor like, I think this is an old hot dog I just found in the basement while I was looking for that file you asked me for.
Sonia, you're looking at a map of Florida. Huh? Oh, yeah. Just have to
Sonia,
turn it the other way around.
Sonia, that's a Howie Mandel commercial. Okay.
Sonia, you're looking at a sponsored ad for Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, yeah. I was wondering why the penis was running around so much. It's such a scared penis. So, Luann is in her Frida Kahlo room. She's very happy.
Yeah, it's my Frida room.
They're like, who?
Kahlo. You're so sophisticated.
I'm surprised she didn't say Kahlo. She loved her tacos, too. Right, Sonia?
Kahlo, anybody have Netflix? It's amazing. So Sonia to Tinsley, she's like,
what the hell? Am I right? So
Tinsley, you're staying in my house? And I think you should have given me your room. That's the least you could do for staying for free in my lovely home.
Yeah.
You take cold showers every day. Do you know what my home has done for your pores?
And she even says, like, you know, you should have given me that room because I was supposed to be in there with Ramona and you gave it to Bethany. I mean, the entitlement on this bitch. Unless, like, there was some weird producer thing where the producer said, yeah, you two will be in that room. I mean, it's actually feasible that she's referencing production at that moment, but it's also feasible she's just supremely entitled.
And Tinsley's like, but you shouldn't pressure me because it's Bethany's trip and I can't believe you would do that to her because she wants me to be number 1 because I picked it. Why would you do that to me? Why?
That's not fair to me, Sonia.
It's not fair to me. It's not fair to Bethany. It's not fair to Mexican Ramona, okay?
I just want to look at the water. I want to look at the beaches because I love that movie Beaches. We get it. She died. The wind wings.
I can't believe Bette Midler said that Barbara Hershey was the wind beneath her wings when she could have stayed in my house for free. This is totally unfair. That's all I'm saying. And Dorinda's like, you know, Sonia knows exactly what's going on, all right? She knows what 6 means. 1 through 5 go before you, all right? That's what it means.
I learned that from my very good friend, the Count. Like, no, like the Count. He doesn't have a name after that.
Not Count Chocula, it's a cereal. You want to talk about a cheetah, Brent? Count Chocula knows who came first.
You know, I don't like this Frankenberry, by the way. I don't know what's up with this guy. I don't know. I don't trust him. Like, the Count, he's a good guy, the Count. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't have Frankenberries.
So Sonia's still trying, and Bethany's like, you know what, Sonia? This is not bringing out the best in you, okay? Like, seriously? Like, it's not your best look right now. You could just stay with me if you want to, okay? This is not your new apartment. This is not where you're going to, like, have the hot water turned off for non-payment. Like, you don't have to shove Connor in a pickles jar here, okay? Like, this is, like, 2 days. Like, it's going to be fine. You can sleep at the foot of my bed, okay?
You know what you need right now? You need some mayonnaise. Like, bring out the Hellmann's and bring out the best, okay? Because you don't have it right now.
And Sonia's like, but Ramona had a good point. Which is that she stays with me usually, and so we get a bigger room. Because Ramona told her, you better make this work. So she's just repeating the same things over. And Carol's like,
I don't know if these people are stupid or if they just have zero self-awareness.
Could be both. So then Tinsley takes a room in the tower, and then Dorinda and Carol are in these rooms called the Jack and Jill rooms. And now Ramona is now just really mad, so now she wants the Jack and Jill room. She's not even trying for the awesome rooms anymore. She just wants Jack and Jill rooms. And so Dorinda starts busting out this thing. Hey, it's a lottery. We all do this fair. It's numbers. It's stationary. It's a lottery. Dollar and a dream. That's what you need. It's a lottery.
But why can't we just stay in the same room like normal?
It's a lottery. It's why. This is the lottery. It's for education. Lotteries go to help children's schools. Okay, Ramona, you know what comes first.
Just a little fast lot. Listen, scratch and sniff. Okay, you scratch and instant winner is the jackpot. And I know Jack a very long time. He's from Britain. He's a good person. He likes a sandwich, okay?
It's the lottery.
Ramona's like, but there's two beds here and there's two beds there, but I want some, okay? I didn't come here to live in the attic, okay? You know how if kryptonite isn't around, Superman dies? I need sun or I'll die. Like, that's kryptonite kills Superman, Ramona.
Listen, I want sun because sun reminds me of sunshine, okay?
I just can't believe Ramona knows how to pronounce kryptonite. It's like you can pronounce kryptonite but not bagel. It's like, you know how if Superman has kryptonite instead of a bagel, you know how mad he gets? That's how I feel about this room.
To be fair, she thinks kryptonite is actually when someone requires a crypt this evening. I'd like a kryptonite, please.
It's a lottery for the crypt. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Lottery. Lottery.
You know what? I'd appreciate it if you stop being a hypocrite. Kryptonite. Kryptonite.
Lottery.
Lottery.
Every time they cut back to Dorinda, she's going,
lottery, alright? You know what I was telling you, Bethany? I was telling you, it's the lottery. She's trying to fight for the room. You know what she's making me feel like? You know how it's making me feel?
And Bethany's like, seriously? I'm done with this. Like, why are we even talking about this? Like, we're staying in, like, a beautiful hotel. Like, what is this? A million rooms here. Like, seriously? Like who cares? Like, find a chafer dish, light it, and sleep on top of it. Like, it'll keep you warm. Like, seriously?
Like, what is this? Shirley Jackson? Like, enough with the lottery already, okay? Like, let's just all relax and sit down and just, like enjoy, like, some tequila, okay? Like, some skinny girl tequila right now. That's what we're here for, okay? So now
I'm
Ramona.
I'm literally going to tell her to leave. I'm going to tell her to leave. She's like, yeah, my feelings. Could you mediate? Then we cut to Luann, who's just walking with one of the villa workers, and he's like, oh, look at the, you know, stairs. And she's like, oh, stairs. Well, every room is a prize here. Yeah, oh, everything's a prize. It's just wonderful. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful trip. You're a beautiful man. I'm married. Have you heard?
Are there any pirates around? I'm just curious. Every kiss begins with K. So then, so now Ramona's pestering Tinsley some more, and, yeah, it was just pestering Tinsley. Sorry, I thought there was more there to it. It's just that they were just pestering around, you know, Tinsley just going absolutely nuts, etc.
It's like, listen here, Tinsley. Okay?
Larry.
It's like so crazy, this Larry. Show. So Bethany comes into the room with Dorinda standing behind her crying like, Larry. And Bethany's like,
oh my God, seriously? Would you guys be happy if your daughters acted like this? And Sonia goes, oh my God, no, our daughters would never act like this. Goes, they're worse. They're not only like room brats, they're room bullies, okay? Like, it gets better, okay? Seriously?
You ever see Frederick's video? It gets better, huh? Does that kick and everything? It's hilarious.
911, stop being a brat. I'll literally take your shit and throw it in the pool, Ramona.
Hey, evacuate the dance floor. And by dance floor, I mean my room.
You know what? That makes me feel better than me.
She's like, she's not a good person. She's not a happy person. Okay?
Hey, stop being a spoiled brat. Lottery, okay? Lottery.
Yeah, Ramona really won't stop. She's walking around the house now with a gun finger in both hands, shooting herself in the head, going, ka-pew, 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 like, just over and over again. And she's like, they know that I like to make tea, okay? I like to make tea in the middle of the night. How am I supposed to make tea in the middle of the night in a room without sun? Like, it doesn't even make any sense.
I always take the room next to the kitchen. I'm like, since when? In the middle of the night, I'm going to make you tea and I have to fucking trip over my own ass? I don't think so, okay? I'm sorry. Sorry. Ramona Renaissance is being turned into the Baroque period, okay?
Now we're on top of a hill. Like, where the hell are we even staying? So they get in there and Ramona's like, after the hike, getting up to my room, I have to have people unpack because I tip well, okay? I just cannot be bothered with this. It's ridiculous. Fuck this. I will not do it. She's like, okay, put those shoes there, okay? Because I can't even deal. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. If Ramona is the queen of understatement, or not even understatement, I don't know how you say it, spin, perhaps, because she goes, you know what I always do when I travel? I make friends with the staff. I'm like, bossing around the staff is not the same as making friends. Although she does boss around her friends, so I can see where the confusion is. Yeah, but she's like, here, can you take this? This is my music thing. Can you plug that in? I can't be bothered to put this thing into the wall. I can't do it. Hey, send someone to do all this because I'm just not in the mood, okay?
Sonia's like, oh, Ramona, this is Cece. Cece, we're going to take care of you. Ramona, be nice to Cece. She's terrified.
Finally, it has happened to me right in front of my face. I just can't control it. So anyway, this is what I want, Cece, okay? Every night at 6 o'clock, I want some Pinot and ice, okay? And every morning, and I can tell you this because I tipped him generously, okay? Every morning, I want Earl Grey tea with a little bit of cream and a little spoon on the side. And make sure the spoon is a little larger than 5 inches long, okay? Otherwise, I'll send the tea back. I'm sorry, but I
also,
will.
Also, an empty glass with a lime and then a glass of ice because that's how I do it. I'm single, ready to mingle. And that's what you do, okay? And he's like, okay. And she goes, boom.
Boom. Here's what I want. I want a coffee mug filled with water. And then next to it, an espresso cup with tea in it. And then next to that, a teacup with coffee in it. Okay?
Hey, Ricardo. Wait for it. Boom.
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 Boom goes the dynamite. Okay? So...
Oh
my God. So then we cut to Bethany, who's like quietly dying on her bed. She is full. I was trying to think of what cartoon is it. Was it Coraline? I don't know what it is. She is pale. Her eyes are full on. The bags are gray. She is so sick. I have to hand it to this woman. I would never, ever put up with any of this while I had the flu. I'm impressed.
Yeah. And she's just, I mean, thank God. She's probably thanking God for the flu so she could just be in bed away from these crazy people.
Yeah.
So everybody, it's like sunset and everybody
Wait, right before, unless you want to skip forward, but like, oh, but basically Dorinda pulls Carol aside and is like, hey, you won a lottery for the game. We're going to do the balloon game. Okay, so I learned this from Luke from Ladies of London, okay? Because he's my makeup guy now. And so... You did this. You blow up a balloon and you put it in between and you pop it. Carol's like, ow. They play it in Britain all the time.
I don't know. Carol goes,
is it boring? It sounds boring.
It's not boring. Is Scotland boring? Because that's what they do in Scotland. Have you ever seen a person from Scotland looking bored? Because they're never bored. They wear skirts for crying out loud. People over there never grow up, okay? Then they go to the country houses. And when they get there, they're like, let's take off our clothes. And then that's what they do. It's like balloon popping and running around without clothes and castles.
If only there were a TV show on Bravo about that. Like R.I.P.
Watched one episode of Ladies of London. And it's now like, you know, Scottish English.
Hey, have you ever seen an Irishman who hasn't had gold in his pockets?
really do it.
It good was also people, kind of good people.
It was also kind of closure with the whole Richard thing, you know.
I don't think it was closure. I think that she didn't realize. She's like, Richard, I'm sorry. I didn't think. I wasn't thinking when I did it. I was so excited. I'm sorry, Richard. Richard, please, someone find me some change. Richard.
There's this balloon floating around. Let's crack it with our butts like English. Richard! Richard!
No, Richard. What have I done?
I need to talk to Hannah about this. I'm going to put this change in the payphone. Richard!
No, Richard. What have I done? Oh.
Lottery.
Timsy comes in. It's not fair. Lottery. It's not fair, Dorinda. It's not fair. What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought we were just complaining right now. I thought it was tantrum time.
Do you feel lower?
We've reached a new low. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just Mexico. We sank a little bit more.
Lottery. So now it's sunset. Aren't you glad that we stopped to do that scene? So now it's sunset.
Yeah, and I just didn't remember if it was sunset. I wasn't going to skip the scene. I just had it sunset, and Sonia's like, we're always the last to go to sleep. Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? I think they're punishing us.
Being friends. So Tinsley is like afraid. Well, first of all, Dorinda is like, I had a nap. I'm drunk. I don't know if I can make it to dinner. And so then Tinsley is saying that she's afraid that Ramona's mad at her because she didn't give her the room ticket. And she's like, look at her body language. You can see she's bobbing her head. She's really mad, yada, yada, yada. What she doesn't know is that Ramona is down there on the chaise lounge with Sonia, drunkenly being philosophical, being like, it's like the tide. It ebbs in and out. Relationships ebb in and out.
It's like how relationships canter and ebb, and then they're out. She's like, Sonia's like, this is like the craziest Lifetime movie I've ever seen. Is this enough? And then she's like, I'm trying to like get into the mood with Ramona, but her face looks like a pizza pie. And
it's without the cheese. Ramona was like, you're the toy that forever comes into me. And you know what? When you go out, it's a little déclassé. I'm sorry, but it's déclassé. Let's face it.
Oh, these two. And then she's like, Sonia, I mean it. Let's hug faces. And then she grabs her face and smushes it up against her own face. And Sonia's just horrified.
Yeah.
But taking it.
I have to say, actually, on my parents' TV, you couldn't see the red blotchiness. I feel like, apparently, like, Sony TVs from about 5 years ago have like a Ramona beautification setting because she looked normal on the TV, but I trusted that there were blotchiness on
other. Yeah, she was blotchy in that scene, but the rest of them, they covered her up. But it was just so funny watching Sonia have to hug her.
Yeah.
So then, Dorinda's like, you're still mad at us. And I was like, why would they be mad at us? They're the assholes.
Yeah. Cows.
And Dorinda's like, you know what? I'm going to bed. I don't know if I'm making it. I haven't had a nap. I'm tired from traveling. I just killed Rich's memory 5 times in the closet. And I had a couple tequilas, too.
So now it's dinner time. And, you know, I mean, very few casts in all of reality TV can do a vacation dinner party the way the Real Housewives of New York do one. So sure enough, dinner has been set. It was supposed to be at 7 o'clock. It's 8:30. Bethany arrives, and she's first. She's like, what is this? I'm first? I'm an hour and a half early. I'm an hour and a half late, and I'm first. This is crazy. Like, what's wrong with these people? Why can't they show up? I'm like, you're the one who's 90 minutes late, Missy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm 90 minutes late, and I'm, like, the first one. Like, seriously? Like, it's dinner right now. Like, I'm supposed to be the late one. Like, who does this? Like, I'm supposed to have a perfect place. Like, this is supposed to be a perfect party. How can they do this? She looks like a frail old dictator's wife. Just alone in a mansion. Just like,
I actually really liked her hair pulled back like that. It was very Whitney Houston on that one album, that, like, first album of hers, you know, where she has her hair pulled back. But it also made, it really brought out a lot of Bethany's inner Karen Allen. So I appreciated that.
So in Ramona and Sonia's room, Sonia's like, look at these shoes I brought. I brought them in orange, too. Do you like them? And Sonia goes, are these Schmutz? And she's like, no, they're Schmitz. Like, what are these two talking about? They're wearing, like, matching baby girl pink.
They're like that viral video from, like, 3 years ago when those two babies, those twin babies started talking to each other in gobbledygook. Like, beep, orange.
Oh my god, I'm texting Dana, we can go gay bar hopping right now. My friends are gathering because this is the time we're supposed to have dinner, so sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, Dana,
okay.
Like, seriously, you know what, if you don't like it, get in the lottery, okay? You picked the wrong number and now you live on top of a hill. It's just the way it goes.
I'm sorry. Listen, they should be so happy that you, Ronnie, are in New York City so they can wait an extra 15 minutes, okay? Okay?
Or half an hour. So Tinsley is, it's like live only Cabo. It's all the friends from different places coming together. And they're like, wait, who's coming? Ugh. When did we get our time? Because you already had this time with that person. La, 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 la. Like, one of them wants to go look for straight people. One of them wants to go look for gay people.
One of them, like, wants to suck Agu's dick. I get it.
Schmooze. So Tinsley and Carol are in the bathroom together, and Carol's wearing some, like, see-through ghost outfit over spandex, which is weird. And Tinsley's like, I love it! Oh, a friend told me Page Six is doing a story about me not being grateful to Sonia, like, for not giving her a gift.
Your Tinsley transition from happiness and excitement to tantrum. I love it, sir.
That's exactly what she did. It was all one sentence.
It was just that, like, that hiccup of that cry hiccup you did. Oh my god.
And Tinsley's like, or Carol's like,
who do you think did it?
Yeah, huge mystery.
Yeah.
She's like, but it's exactly what Ramona said at that party. It's Ramona. It has to be Ramona. And she goes, what a bitch. She goes, I can't imagine that Sonia, who's my friend, would say anything bad about me in the press. Is Page Six desperate? Why is Page Six printing shit like this?
I know. Seriously, Page Six needs to pull up. That being said, if Serial wants to take this mystery on for its next season, I will fully reinvest myself. Blink, 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 blink.
We're retracing the steps.
It takes 45 minutes to walk from the tower room all the way to the nearest hotspot where Ramona would be able to call into Page Six. We walked it ourselves.
I told you I didn't do it, okay? Like, they're blaming me. Yes, but I just need to know, where were you that night? I don't remember, okay?
Did you or did you not call Page Six from Best Buy?
Today, an episode about a man jerking off in the bushes outside of where Ramona possibly called Page Six.
It's not fair. My phone time is running out.
We're sorry. This phone call has been terminated.
Blink, 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 blink.
I like that Tinsley's in jail in the scenario.
So they cut to Bethany sitting at that huge table alone still. She's like, like, hyperventilating. So she goes to Tinsley's bathroom. She's like, oh my god, seriously? What are you guys doing? And she's like, hi. I'm really sorry. It's like, dinner was at 7, seriously? Like, I was an hour and a half late, nobody's even there. Like, seriously, is this happening? Like, really? Did one of you get, like, a wrong dick pic? Like, seriously, what's going on here? Like, this is insane. It's not, like, I can't take it.
I'm gonna send you a din pic, okay? It's a picture from dinner, okay? Get it, huh? Like, I grew up like this, okay? I can't. Like, what do you want me to do?
Carol's like,
sorry, but she got a text from a friend saying that Page Six is going to run a story about how she doesn't have good manners.
And Bethany's like, can we talk this over at dinner? Because, like, being late, like, you seriously don't have good manners, okay? Like, I'm going to be the backup source to Page Six. Like, seriously, it's going to have to run onto Page Seven because I'm going to be ranting so much about, like, how crazy you are, okay?
Rude. Well, I'm so embarrassed. My heart is sinking. Well, it might be Mexico, though.
Page Six, literally, wah. Who cares? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Like, Page Six. What, you're complaining? Like, seriously? Last week it was about my stocking. Like, you're going to try and top that with, like, Sonya's complaining about you? Like, Sonya has brown eyes. Like, alert the media. Seriously? Like, set up a Google alert.
Tim's like, okay, I'll call. No, I wasn't saying that seriously. Don't alert the media.
So then Ramona and Sonya are still talking, blah, blah, blah. So they're at the dinner table now, and Bethany's like, seriously? Like, this is nuts. Like, call them. Someone call them. Like, I want to eat. In their room. Sonia's like, do you have your nipple cover on, Ramona? Because I have mine. And Ramona's like, well, I forgot my nipple cover, but then you loaned me yours. So, yes, I have it on. So thank you for loaning me your nipple cover. Is this like an Instagram shill they're doing for nipple covers? What the hell is going on?
I think it's their new take on the Golden Girls theme song. Thank you for loaning me a nipple cover. Travel down the road without nipple covers before. My nips are hard. You're a pal and a confidant.
Okay. And if I threw a party, invited every Missy you knew, you would see the biggest cheater would be me. Tom. Thank you for getting cheated on by Tom.
At least you didn't have to hear about it on Page Six, which I did not call. So really, I know I'm obsessed with Luann. I get it, everyone. Not that anyone's complaining, but I'm just sort of like preemptively apologizing. But I really am obsessed with Luann because she just always has another classic moment. I feel like every other episode. In this case, she breezes into the table, gives the women a look, sort of shakes her hair, picks up her necklace, and apparently there's a whistle on it, and she just blows a whistle and then drops it and then looks at the women like, there!
I'm here. I've done it.
Like a Luann whistle entrance. I never even thought this was ever going to happen. I never even conceived that this was something that could be added to the Luann canon. But there is now a Luann whistle entrance.
And she's like, well, I don't think Dorinda's coming. She's sleeping. And Bethany goes,
she's not sleeping. She's like padlocking her doors and like moving all the furniture in front of her doors. And like barricading herself in there so she doesn't have to deal with those Looney Tunes dick pic ladies. And she's like, seriously, call them. Like, they have to come down here. Like, I'm going to die if I don't eat. So Carol
calls. Why isn't Ramona putting makeup on? Like, it's like throwing an extra deck chair off the QET. Literally. Like, huh? Is my QET2 material not working well? Huh? I
thought. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer took a face off and it's in a fridge somewhere. Like, seriously? That's what's happening right now.
It's like the 7-Up dot. Just, like, decide to come to dinner. Okay?
So Carol calls them and Sonya's like, oh, hi, Carol. We're just putting on makeup. When's the dinner?
Yeah. Luann's like, it's not the Plaza Hotel. It's Morocco. Luann, just settle down over there. It's not Morocco.
Page Six, who would do that? You trust them as friends. That's horrible.
And he's like, I know.
So then Ramona goes, Ramona's like,
okay, look, we were the last to arrive, but hey, our room is like 5 miles away, okay? We had to like hike down a donkey. hike down a mountain with a donkey to get here, okay? Her name was Cece and she's terrible at organizing shoes.
But she has a great pizza buffet, apparently. So Luann is like, alright, let's toast the trip. Here's to you, here's to me. May we never disagree. If we do, fuck you, would you believe I'm married?
Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God, I'm married now. Anybody?
Here's to at ya, here's to bat ya. If I didn't know ya, I wouldn't catch ya. Flat ya, plat ya.
She's funny, but she's no Shelley Long. Cheers, everybody.
Mazel tov.
Here's to Kirsty, here's to Shelley. I'm really thirsty. Who cares about cheers?
Bottoms up. I have nothing else after that. I'm sorry, ladies.
And Ramona's like, just blow my whistle.
She's like, what does that mean? Something. And Bethany's like, seriously, why are you an asshole? Okay. Like, God forbid someone thanks me for organizing the trip. And Ramona goes, we all organized it.
It's a group trip. So then they just started fighting. Why are you an asshole? Huh? 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 Why are you an asshole?
Okay, I didn't say I built a goddamn house, okay? She's saying thank you. Like, why is that so wrong? She's like, you said be real, you know? I'm being real. I said it's a group trip and I had to hike down a mountain on a donkey, okay? Like, I'm just saying what everyone is thinking, okay? And then Tinsley tries to take over in her Tinsley way where she's like, but I'm pissed right now. There's an article from Page Six about me, like, not buying you a present. Like, that's
I got a house. You got a house. We got a house. She's got... Oh, I have houses, girls, would you believe it? Palm Beach, Tom, yacht.
Build a house, build a bear, let's cheers, and I'm not going to share. This is my bottle.
Roses are red, violets are blue, we got the yacht. What's new with you?
Here's a list of my favorite things. It's like, okay, Oprah, you get a house, you get a minivan, you get a house, Gail.
So Sonya's like, well, where would they be getting that from on Page Six? And Lou goes, oh, you're terrible with the press, Sonya.
You're everyone terrible, Muriel. You're terrible. Mm.
It was you or Ramona. And Ramona goes, oh, I avoid the press like a leak.
She said like a leak. Like a press-on nail. You know, press-on nails never press on. That's why I avoid the press. Like a Lee press-on nail. Okay.
And then Tinsley is like standing up crying now and no one's even paying attention to her. She's like, it's about me not giving Sonya a gift. And those are Ramona's exact words from that party. And she's like, well, I don't talk to the press about it. Like, it's true. I said it at the party. And Sonya goes, you're in the Post because of Palm Beach. Okay. That's why. Not me. It's because of you. Not me. And Carol goes,
Sonya, you place a lot of stories to Page Six.
And Bethany's like, yeah, you said that, like, whole sentence to us. Like, literally that whole sentence. So, whatever. Yeah. He's like, I just said be considerate.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? She's like, that's so bitchy to give that to the press.
You're so bitchy. As, like, Luann's boob is literally falling out. You are so bitchy. This girlfriend doesn't have your back, girlfriend.
And Sonya's like, oh, God, you gotta love a drunk Luann. I mean, what is she even talking about? She's my snatch guard, for Christ's sake.
And Ramona's like, Tinsley, it's not like you killed someone, okay? I don't know what. I just did like a Ramona Luann thing. It was very strange.
Gives a shit. Who cares, Tinsley?
Tinsley's like, Ramona, shut the fuck up, Ramona.
I hate getting press. I hate it. I hate press. Like, literally, I hate press.
I don't even iron my shits because I hate press so much.
And Bethany wants to hate everybody, but she's like, you know, this is a drinking trip, and it's even testing the greats like Luann. Like, seriously? I'm proud of her. Like, she's going to win an award because Luann is just shit-faced. Yeah. And Ramona's like, Tinsley, calm down.
Take a Xanax. Like, shut the fuck up. Tinsley, be careful, or else you'll wind up in a hospital or a psych award, okay?
Well, I didn't give it to them. I just said I did a cocktail party, and then Ramona said it would be nice if you were considerate. I mean, what's... So I mean, Page Six got wind of that huge story. I have no idea how that would happen. She's like, I'm not considerate. I'm not considerate. And she stands up and starts crying. And Ramona's like, I was just sharing my feelings. And Bethany goes, yes, it's really good work you're doing, Ramona.
You know, Sonya's probably like, no, I never called Page Six. Although, you know, it's funny. I did call to get the exterminator to clean up all those bugs you brought in, Tinsley. And they did say that was listed on Page Six. So I thought I would just call Page Six and be like, my roommate's being very, very inconsiderate. Could you send someone over to fix up all the bugs? But I thought I was talking to the exterminator, not Page Six, actually.
Tinsley. She's just standing. I love that nobody will let Tinsley just have a breakdown. She's just trying every episode. Yeah. They're like, whatever. It's like, no big deal.
Yeah.
And Sonny, she goes, how could you? And Sonny goes, what did I do? And Bethany goes, your friend here brings out the worst in you, okay? You know, there are poor people who can't even walk into a house like this, you know? Like, they're poor, okay? And what do? You come and grabbing. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. There's poor people. Like, there's literally poor people, okay? And Sonny's like, okay, well, when I get around Ramona, I do look bad. She's not a good look. But, you know, we want to be girls behaving badly in Mexico. And Tinsley's like, but Page Six!
And she's like, shut up, you're a grown woman. Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the house, Dorinda's turning over being lottery. Lottery. Lottery.
Lottery. So Luann and Ramona go walking around.
Yeah.
Outside.
Luann's like trying not to barf. Her big old head is.
Leave that in there. They are acting crazy in there. Like, it's nuts. And Luann goes, God, Sonia.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hey, Sonia is great, okay? And for Tinsley to insinuate that Sonia put that in the press, I, let's face it, I believe the best in people, okay? I see the best in people.
Yeah.
Well, Luann's like, oh, please.
Well, but then also at one point, Ramona just mentioned Sonia's name. I think Ramona's just like, you know what? You know what? Sonia's harmless. And Luann just goes, I love her. So then Luann's
dead.
She is the best. She is like Taco Tuesday in woman form.
She puts the cute in charcuterie.
As elegant people do. So Luann's like, I've got to go. And she stands up, and then she's like wobbling, and she does like a little dance thing, like a little John Travolta Saturday Night Fever thing. And then she just falls. The camera shakes. She just goes down, and we just see one leg up in the air in the middle of these hedges. Just straight
up. And Ramona's like, Luann, you're okay? You fell in the bushes. Hey, Luann, you know what happened right now? Right now we were talking, and then you started walking, and you fell in the bushes. I said, look at me. I'm in the bushes. This is crazy. I'm in the bushes. And Ramona goes, I never saw someone fall down like that. She fell in the bushes, okay? And then the guy comes over and helps her out, and she's like, this is not good. So inside, Bethany's like, look, no one's perfect. And Tim's like, but page six! Like, wah.
Why? Why does everyone want to kill me and marry for a kill? Why?
So, back outside, Luann's, like, watching in the window. And she's like, Bethany's mad. Ramona goes, she's, like, mad, like, insane. Like, she's nuts. Like, I don't even know what's wrong with her. She's, like, literally crazy. And she goes, hey, that's her own problem. Ramona says, everything's my fault. Like, all the time, it's my fault. Just for being a good person. Like, that's why they're mad. And then Luann just steps off a ledge.
She's like, I'd rather step off a ledge than listen to Ramona one more moment. Boys, I heard that you didn't quite get the shot of me falling in the hedges, so I got your cameras ready, because here I go.
She's like Wile E. Coyote. It's like she just pauses there for a minute in midair. Like, she just gives the camera a look and then falls down the cliff.
She just falls off the ledge and goes, that's bad. And Ramona.
Uh-oh.
Ramona goes, you fell.
You should have gone around this way.
Yes. She goes, you fell. Luann, you fell again because you went the wrong way. You should have gone this way, which is the right way. You went the wrong way because you thought there were stairs there, girlfriend.
It's late at night. There's no light. You couldn't see. You could have broken a leg. Anything could have happened. Where's John Quijones? What would you do, okay?
Just need to be more like me, okay? And so she gives her hand to help her up, and she goes, sit down. Just sit down. Like, pulls her down at the ground.
Let's just be in the moment. And I can't help it. This whole country is sinking. According to Carol.
Shut Are up, your Bradshaw. Ears popping? I know those I just stars. Fell off the ledge, but I really do feel like I'm getting lower.
Isn't me or those stars a little bit farther away tonight? It's hard to reach for the stars when the ground's sinking below you. So, yes, inside.
Inside, Bethany's like, you don't even hear people talk, Sonia, okay? You just keep yammering. It's like nothing penetrates Sonia. She's like, well, that's the first time anybody's ever said that to me.
She's like, it's funny that you say that, because I haven't gotten a word in edgewise, Bethany, in 45 minutes.
You should Not be to mention how many times I've been penetrated just here in Mexico. So Luann's like, let's go. She starts stumbling away, and then they cut back and it's like, you know what, Sonia? I want to get off the Sony coaster, okay? And Ramona comes in, she's like, you missed it, okay? Luann fell in the bushes.
She should have just gone around. It was like nuts. And then Tinsley goes, Sonia, you did it. You did this page six. Like, oh, my God. Are we still talking about this? And Carol's like, girls, just kiss and make up. And Tinsley goes, no. And then Ramona goes, oh, my God. That Tinsley, she's always screeching. She hurts my ears. Okay? And then Sonia goes, yeah. And when you're a guest, you don't complain. The two bitches who have been complaining this entire episode.
Exactly. Oh my God. I sort of love how they just are annoyed by Tinsley. Tinsley doesn't make them mad. They just get annoyed by her, which I think is a really hilarious new dynamic to this show. Why?
Everybody wanted to kill Tinsley and fuck, marry, kill. That was glorious.
Oh, poor Tinsley. It's kind of hilarious because Tinsley, you know, Tinsley is a very famous socialite for New York. As socialites go in New York City, she's one of the few New York City socialites that's known, you know, outside of New York City. And, you know, she was for a long time like the top of the pecking order there. And now she's on this show and she's just like the little runt.
Yeah.
Hi. I love it.
Page six.
So Carol says, they just all decide dinner's over. You know, it's like, well, here, there was another wasted meal. And Carol goes, well, I think that was productive. And Bethany goes, that was moronic. And that's the end.
And Mexican Ramona is just like, why aren't you going to eat the food, okay?
Lo siento, okay? Let's face it, okay?
Let's face it. Hey,
let's face you.
I'm sorry. I really wish I knew Spanish. Instead, I'm just saying stuff like this. It's just totally offensive. I'm sorry.
This was such a fun episode.
What a great way to finish a great week, huh?
Yeah, really funny.
We're not doing Crappin's Mailbag this week because we're tired. But we'll be back with Crappin's Mailbag next week. We'll have, what are we, I guess, are we just... What about our bonus episode? We'll figure out a bonus. It'll either be this week or next week. But
yeah, you know, we'll figure it out.
We're
guys.
Zonked. Ronnie has to go. I have to just sit on my bed and think about the past 24 hours and enjoy. So, guys, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for
love you guys.
Giving us nipple covers.
Oh, babes.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.